was right. Getting money day and night. Got his flow, never average. Never beef with no ratchet. Real deal, never plastic. And I'm lit like a matchstick. Got that juice, I'm the magic. Got his flow, never average. Never beef with no ratchet. Real deal, never plastic. And I'm lit like a matchstick. Got that juice, I'm the magic.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Goddess Energy Podcast. I am your host, Talia Tashe. Welcome back. I have missed y'all. I've really missed y'all so much. I hope y'all have missed me. I've been gone for like 3 weeks, and randomly I just checked my Anchor profile and I saw I have so many listeners now. Like, my listenership has really skyrocketed, and I have nobody to thank but you guys. Thank you so much. I feel like I'm thanking y'all all the time, but I really do appreciate those who have rocked with me since season one and have experienced the transition, the growth, the involvement, which was the whole reason why I started this podcast. Kind of like a personal diary to myself, just to keep track of my changes and if I'm changing, and not only while doing that, but to be able to help somebody else and change somebody else's life or perspective with whatever it is that I've been through, whatever I've experienced. So I really appreciate you guys so much for that. I'm looking forward to season 3. I have so much in mind. I know this season I was supposed to bring guests on, but I've just been really selective. I'm a selective person in general, and I just don't feel like that's what Spirit was pushing towards with this season, even though that's what I wanted. I just feel like season 2 was more personal and intimate for my listeners, and it was just, you know, more on a personal level. And hopefully season 3 I'll be able to venture out and do some of the things that I really, really, really want to do with the expansion of my podcast. But I am trying to move in divine timing and be in alignment with what it is that the Most High wants me to do. Have y'all ever noticed that right when you open yourself up to new abundance, new blessings, new healing, or just changing for the better, your world seems to always fall apart, like right before the transition takes place? You start losing people. You start losing the zeal for shit you once thought you always would want to do. And you start seeing people in their aura and their light and how they show up instead of trying to see the best and see the good in everybody. That's like where I am right now. And it's just so crazy to me because, like, recently I had some cosmic insight shed upon me that when you manifest change in your life and it starts to happen at a rapid speed, when what you're normally used to is fighting the change to stay in a familiar space or fighting the change to stay normal, that shit can be a hindrance to your manifestations and a hindrance to where you are trying to go. Lately, I've been in this energy of not wanting to do shit, okay? Like, I have not been wanting to do a motherfucking thing. I've been in this solitude era going on like 5 months now. And I know for a fact that it's not depression at all. And you know, when you've experienced depression before, like on a regular, you know what depression feels like. You know when you are going into that sinkhole of depression. And this is not it. Like, I'm literally just in a realm of like feeling like I just don't want to be bothered. Like, I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to be in any new friend groups. I don't want to click up with any new friend groups. I don't want to be around multiple women. I don't want to get to know a whole new group of women. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want it. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything with anybody. I don't want to do absolutely dog shit. Like, unless it's pertaining to, like, you know, things that's in my normal day-to-day tasks, like meditation, journaling. If it's not pertaining to something that is going to make space for the person that I'm trying to tap into, it's just like, I don't want to do it. The shit that I used to want to do, I don't want to do it anymore. And it's like the weirdest thing, but I know it's because I have really been disconnecting myself completely from this simulation, completely. And it all started with my unplugging from social media. You know, when you take that time away from social media and you're not on it, you're disconnecting yourself from the reality that the world and society wants you to face as reality. But when you tap out of all of that shit, you realize like that's not really reality. You know what I mean? Like, but I've just been honestly focusing on my soul and retraining my mind to tap out of this worldly shit and to tap out of behaviors I've been accustomed to before my spiritual awakenings. Like, I can literally feel a shift. I can feel myself outgrowing people, outgrowing things, outgrowing situations, because the feelings and the emotions I had for certain relationships, for certain friendships, for certain people, the energy I used to give people, I'm literally depleted of now. And I don't know if any of my listeners are feeling the exact same way that I'm feeling, but know that if you find yourself feeling like this, it's definitely because you are in an energetic shift right now. Like, you are switching frequencies. And it's so crazy because I get major anxiety when talking to certain people now. And I'm not talking about like people I just met. I'm talking about people I call myself being friends with for years. It's like we can't relate to the same shit anymore. Conversations are just different. And it's not the other people. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to be people. Everybody's journey is different. But I'm noticing things about myself that I'm just tuned out. I'm not present in certain conversations. It's just like my mind is on a different plane, literally. And, you know, this is a cliche statement, but it's very true. And I feel that now more than ever, is that you can't stay in the same place with the same people, with the same mindset, but be open to receiving a plethora of abundance and blessings, right? Like, I've realized a lot of connections I've made have been built off of trauma bonding with people. And the new Talia, she does not like that, okay? Mm-mm. She don't like this shit at all. Higher Talia is like, no ma'am. Like, these relationships that have been put in place through trauma bonding is not going to continue to excel throughout your life with you tapping into me, your higher self. And if you don't know what trauma bonding is, it's basically relating to people off of the pure negative shit that y'all have in common. That's it. So when y'all not talking about the bullshit going on in each other's lives or the negative things that you guys connected through, y'all don't have shit to expound on. And it's like, now that I'm doing the work, I'm healing my shit, I desire that for the people that are in my life as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to do the same. But unfortunately, I can't rush anyone else's journey. You know, where you are in your life is not going to be where somebody else is. So I'm not going to rush anyone's process. I'm not going to deter anyone from their own path or try to speed them up, because that's not my role. That's not my place to do so. You know what I mean? I'm trying to go where I'm trying to go, where I see myself, you know? And sometimes that's when detachment comes into place. And I'm realizing, honestly, a lot of people I thought I liked, I really don't fucking like. Like, really. It's like I see things completely different. And it's hard to communicate this feeling, this emotion of what I'm currently experiencing, but it's valid. And I have to acknowledge it. And I know that because I'm feeling this and because this is taking place, it's a shift going on, an energetic shift. And that's how I know I'm elevating. And it's not me saying that to shit on anyone, because listen, like I just said, we're all having a human experience. You got to go through yours and I got to go through mine. But my job is to focus on mine. And if you're hindering me from that, or our time is up with our relationship, I'm learning to accept that. I'm no longer forcing things in my life. If it does not flow, I gotta let it go. You know what I mean? And that's just that. You know, I'm calling all stops on anything that is not in alignment with where I am in my life anymore. You know, we're all trying to figure out our soul's journey, but I just know for me, I'm not going to miss my mark. I'm being pushed into a higher frequency. Like, I literally feel like I am being elevated. I've been experiencing all kinds of ascension symptoms lately, the headaches, the ear ringing, the lethargy, you know, out of nowhere. And my only prayer lately has been for peace of mind and a free mind, free from stress, strife, and a struggle motherfucking life. Okay, I no longer want to be seen. I don't want to impress people. I don't want to be in the forefront. I don't want to be a millionaire. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be the it girl. I don't want to be the main character. I just don't want it. You know, I want to be at peace. I want to be left the fuck alone to work on what I was sent to this ghetto ass planet to work on. Okay? That's it. And it's so crazy because I used to want the $1 billion brand. I used to want the bag. I used to want the title to flaunt. I used to feel the need to prove my likeness to people. You know what I mean? And it's like, why? A lot of the shit we do, a lot of the shit we buy, a lot of the decisions we make is purely based upon how we want other people to view us. And that goes for everybody. At some point in your life, you've wanted to do something or you've made a decision based on how you feel you would look in somebody else's eyes. Like that, if we're just being real, that's just part of the human experience. You know what I'm saying? That's why we do a lot of the shit that we do, because we want to make a name for ourselves. We want to be seen. You know what I'm saying? It's the male and female ego. It's that human ego. You know, and once your ego dies, and you have an ego death, like I said in my last podcast, you realize a lot of that shit don't matter. You don't care for that shit anymore. And that's where I am. You know, and I'm just trying to reverse my mindset to get up out of this whole fucking thing of social media. The social media shit is fucking a lot of us up in our cerebellum. The shit is getting very out of control. You know, everything has been centralized around social media now. You can't escape it. You know, have y'all noticed a person won't even go on vacation just to purely escape and enjoy the fucking vacation? People literally go on vacation now just to be on their phones the entire time. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck happened to going on vacation and taking pictures with a Polaroid camera and getting the pictures developed later? You know, the whole time you on this boat ride and you are in beautiful Greece, you can't even enjoy it because you are trying to put out to the world and make other people see that you are, you know, just having this good ass time. When it's like, are you really enjoying yourself, or did you go solely on the trip to project and show other people that you're having a good time? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit that I be tapped into. You know, like, a lot of people are really not happy with their lives, and I don't want to be a part of that statistic. I want to be a person that's actually happy with where I am before I even get the shit that I want to obtain. I want to be happy with the little that I have. You know what I'm saying? And that shit takes a lot of mind concentration and retraining and deprogramming. You know what I'm saying? People don't know how to be present and have become so desensitized to reality. Soon as something goes wrong, or soon as something happens, they pull out a smartphone and go live or start recording. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's the society that we've come to, but that's the debunking and deprogramming that I'm trying to do for myself, for my kid, for my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers talk about being free, but people really do not want freedom for real, for real. Like, I'm trying to be free. Okay? What TM say? This is the peace that you cannot buy. Okay? Free. I want to be free. I want that shit for real. Unless spirit is wanting me to share my human experience with other people and share my testimony, I want to be left out the loop. Like, I want to be out of the conversation unless I'm making a difference in somebody's life. I want to be silently wealthy. The type of wealth where I don't have to wear it. I don't have to floss it. I don't have to announce it. I just show up as it. True abundance. Abundance just shines through me when people see me. They know I'm living the life I want, and I'm abundantly blessed for real. Because y'all do know it's a difference in between rich and wealthy, right? Rich is loud. Wealthy is silent. I know a lot of loud rich people, but I don't know too many wealthy people. But anyways, that's just a little nugget, you know. I've been tapped into how I can make a difference in people's lives while I'm here. You know, how can I exude love and show up as it in every way and purge the elements out of my life that rob me of wanting to dispense that energy to other people? You feel me? Because sometimes we don't have love to give because we've kept the wrong fucking people in our circle and in place for so long that have robbed us of wanting to give or redo it. Like, I don't want to be connected to anything that carries disharmony, man. Like, that does not bring me peace. That does not bring my soul joy. That does not make me happy. That does not make my spirit feel at ease. If we can't flow, if we can't connect on a higher plane, or we can't just have a genuine relation, you know what I'm saying? Like, meet me at the energetically at the level that I'm on. That's how I am. And it may sound selfish, but that's the place that I am in my life right now. If you cannot meet me at this energetic level that I'm on, then anything that cannot meet me where I am currently, it has the potential to drag me back down. And I can't, my spirit can't afford that. You know what I'm saying? If your spirit can afford that, fine. Keep hanging out with the same people that's in the same place, that's doing the same shit, that's not doing nothing but hindering you. Me, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? If I gotta let you go, I gotta let you go. If you can't teach me, you can't reach me. If I can't teach you, if you can't get wisdom from me to help pull you up, then there's no point. You know what I'm saying? If you are comfortable where you are, then that means you are not comfortable with expansion and expanding. And that doesn't work for me. That's not enough for me. Like, that's how you have to look at yourself spiritually. Your spirit has to be more costly than anything else in this world. When you start your spiritual awakening, you are married. Okay? That's like a whole nother relationship. That comes first. Your spirit should be too expensive for other people to deplete you and put you in debt spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Your spirit got to mean something. Your soul has to mean something. And you got to know that when you start that marriage, when you marry spirit and you marry your spiritual awakening and you are committed to that, you have to know that that's going to come with losing people. That's going to come with people looking at you sideways for how you see the world now. That's going to come with people looking at you crazy and thinking something is wrong with you because you are thinking mentally on a totally different plane than they are, than what they can't grasp right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody bringing me down to a lower frequency. That's just that. It's certain places I can't afford to go. It's certain people I can't afford to see. I can't be seen. It's certain things I can't and will not do because this soul growth won't let me. Spirit won't let me. Spirit is keeping me hidden for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you look at yourself like that, it's like a spiritual cleansing. When you see yourself as clean, you ain't finna go roll down in the mud with pigs. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just a metaphor. Like, I'm just generally speaking. If you are clean and dressed in all white and you are working on a cleansing of your spirit, purging your soul, purging yourself from things that you have outgrown, why the fuck would you go and get in the mud and roll around with pigs? It don't make sense. I feel like every person that you come in contact with comes into your life to teach you something. Every person you decide to keep in your life should be teaching you something. If every day I talk to you and your concern is about how we about to kick it, how we finna get to a bag, chase a bag, and all of this old bullshit, I'm not giving it the time of day. See, because I've been there. I've moved past that. I need to find my soul tribe that is focusing on the same aspects of life that I'm trying to focus on. Being more consistent. Being more consistent in healing. Peace. Respect, joy, bliss that can hold me accountable when I'm slipping on my spiritual growth, when I'm not being consistent with the things that are important. I'm trying to be focused Okay? Focused and fixated on mind, body, and spirit. I'm trying to change up the way I eat. I'm trying to exercise more. I'm trying to change up the way I talk, change up the way I show up in the world. And most importantly, I'm trying to show up as me, for me. I'm trying to show up for me, the most authentic version of myself. That is what is most important to me right now. Authenticity. If you are not authentic, don't come around me. I'm learning more and more every day to be me, to be comfortable being me. I locked my hair up because I want to be me. I don't want to look like anybody else. I don't want to look like everybody else. I want to be comfortable in my own skin. I want to teach myself true self-love, loving every aspect about myself, my love for myself. You know, and if I'm really working on becoming this image of what self-love looks like in the flesh, I need to show up as that. I need to embrace myself without the extra. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with the extra. It's nothing wrong with weaves, with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can switch that up. I can switch it up. But are you truly comfortable without it? That's what I'm teaching myself. You know what I'm saying? Do you love you? I didn't. And once I realized that I wasn't operating in self-love, I can't do shit else until I correct that first. See, being on a spiritual journey is learning that everything ain't good, okay? Spiritual awakening is not always happy, go lucky, roses, smiles, giggles, lollipops, and rainbows. It's some tough times when you're really trying to get your soul right. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts on here by Aaliyah Lovely. She is so awesome. Name of her podcast is Spiritual Shit. If you don't listen to her, listen to it. That's really the only other podcast I listen to on here besides, you know, a couple of other ones. But that's like my go-to. And she was basically saying how every solar return or birthday, whatever you want to call it, you've had up until now should show you the different phases that you have been throughout the course lifespan of your life. It should show you the different people you have been throughout this entire human experience. And you should not still be showing up as the same person you were on your 25th birthday, on your 28th birthday. Okay? And that shit really stuck with me because as I sit and reflect, it's like, damn, I have went through some major transitions in such a rapid amount of time. And I think it's because my Saturn return is next year. I don't know, y'all. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I'm inching closer to my 30s or what. Okay, honey, but a bitch is feeling completely different. I be looking at myself in the mirror like, wow, I'm literally not the same person. I'm not the same person I was 3 years ago. And once you really sit with it and look at yourself like you're not the same person you were a year ago, that shit is crazy. Like, I literally don't think the same. I don't even look the same to myself. I don't feel the same. Nothing about me is the same. And that's a true blessing. You know, I overstand Lauren when she was in her interview. I overstand her completely when she was like, she can see herself in the next few years, hopefully moving to the desert or rainforest or some shit and living a monk lifestyle. She was like, that's what she wants to aim for. Living a monk lifestyle where she follows a routine, where she's by herself with just her and her kids. And she's praying, meditate, being present with herself, being one with the universe, and becoming one with her soul. That shit is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you've experienced so much trauma all your life, all your human experience, all your soul wants is healing and peace, true peace. When you've experienced so much trauma, all your soul wants is true healing, simple shit. But see, when you haven't experienced shit, You want to do life instead of truly experiencing life. The other day, I was having a moment. Having one of those moments. I'm having one of those moments. I was really having a moment, and Spirit had to remind me, when you stop enjoying the process is when you stop experiencing life. When you stop enjoying the process is when you stop experiencing life. And I was like, okay, Spirit, like, damn. You know, and I don't know who needed to hear that, but listen, the process is what makes the journey worth it. Even when it's tearing your ass up, okay? Even when it feels like Mike Tyson and Holyfield in the ring. When it's dragging you by your wig, remember and remind yourself, there is a lesson being taught to me. Like I always say, everything is a test. There is something that I need to learn while undergoing this particular process. This particular season in my life right now is something that I need to pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? And at this moment, you have to tell yourself, at this moment, I'm going to surrender and embrace it instead of trying to control it, instead of trying to reject it, instead of trying to speed things up. It's a reason why I'm losing people. It's a reason why I want to relocate. It's a reason why I desire all these things, but I'm fighting for my life, trying to get it. What R. Kelly say? I'm fighting for my fucking life. Y'all, that fucking video was hilarious. But yeah, I saw this post and this dude was like, it seems like I'm going through hell trying to get where I'm trying to go. It seems like I'm going through hell trying to get to where I'm trying to go, or something like that. And that's the honest theory to it all. You're going to catch hell on the road to something greater, baby. Ain't no escaping it. Ain't no way around it. That's just part of what we were sent here for. Whether you were sent here to be a generational curse breaker, whether you were sent here to be a millionaire, whether you were sent here to be successful, whether we were all sent here for something. You know what I'm saying? But the process is what's most important, because if we could get what we wanted without going through the process, life would have absolutely no meaning at all. Would it really be worth it if you could say, oh, I want a castle, and boop, tomorrow you had the castle? It wouldn't be worth it. So maybe life is about experiencing the process. So that's my spiel. And I'll leave y'all with this affirmation. An affirmation that I've been saying to myself this week, that I'm going to continue to say to myself, is I am present with my process. Try telling yourself that when you are in a situation and you just feel like giving up and you are frustrated and things aren't going the way you expected them to go, it's because Spirit wants you to be present with your process. Show gratitude in that moment. Thank Spirit for the process. Thank Spirit for the lesson. Thank Spirit for what it is that you may not be getting right now, but it will reveal itself later. Because it's always going to reveal itself while you went through what you went through. So enjoy the process. Be present with the process. That's my spill on today. I love y'all, and I'll tap in with you guys next time. Girlfriend, hey girl, hey, thank you so much for tapping into another episode. But before you leave, do your girl a favor and leave me a rating and a message. This will work wonders for us podcasters in the podcast world. It helps us get our podcast out there to other active listeners so that we can go up a level. Okay, thank you again so much for tapping in. And if you rock with your girl and the Goddess Energy podcast, leave us a review and let us know how you feeling it. Okay. Thank you.